This is the Men's Conference, the ultimate guide to guy wisdom.
Traditionally or culturally, men were socialized in a rather stupid way that they cannot be questioned, that the child cannot question them or speak their feelings to the parent, because the parent is the parent. The child must always remain silent. You know, childhood traditionally is regarded as if it has no feelings, it cannot think, and it cannot say anything or see anything. That is deception.
Hello and welcome. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Emmanuel, and this is the Men's Conference, a space where we talk about wellness, well-being, and a lot of these topics that affect us as men. Having an absent father has got to be one of the most torturous experiences for a child. And without much support and attention, children feel unwanted, rejected, and literally just feel like they do not deserve to exist on this earth. So in today's episode, we have a very special person in our community, Pastor Kilton Moyo, a leader, a friend, a father, and a community treasure, as it were. Well, we call him Brother KK, and he loves it so much. So Brother KK will talk to us through an important topic that we have today, as I have said, which is about absent fathers, fathers who are absent from their children's life. And most of all, we wish to discuss chances for reconciliation before death, for example, takes away this important opportunity. So the first thing that we want to discuss as Brother KK shares his thoughts is on what being a father is, and the different dimensions, as it were, of absenteeism.
Of course, it affects the child in every aspect of their lives, because fatherhood was never meant to be absent. Fatherhood is meant to be present, around, because fatherhood is about sourcing or resourcing the child. It's about protection. It's about provision. It's about the leadership. It's about encouragement. It's about warmth. It's about love. It's about embrace. It is about listening and paying attention to the child and love. You see, a father is a pillar to lean on. A father is a friend. You see, for a girl, a father is probably the first man that you know. For a boy child, the father is the example of manhood, even to the girl child, you see. So fathers naturally are people who are there to take care of the child up until the child is able to stand on their own. But maybe let me say, when you're talking of absent fathers, let's look at it from different angles. They are absent fathers, number one, because they never showed up. They rejected pregnancy. They ran away. They hid. They don't totally exist in the world of the child. That's the first absent fathers. And there are many, many like that. You see, there is the fathers who are absent by virtue of being away at work. They're working in the diaspora. They are working far away from home. They are spending day or time at work everywhere. They come home late. And like, those fathers are also absent. Even if they are there, they are responsible. They are fathers. and luck, but they are absent in that they cannot spend quality time with their children. They cannot speak into the day-to-day affairs of the child. They cannot speak into the child's struggles and all that kind of stuff. They are not connected with the child's life emotionally, spiritually, physically, and what have you. All they do is to make sure there is money, there is food on the table, and like I think father would go beyond that, and the child's need goes beyond just food and drink and juice and what have you. Then there are other fathers who are present, always at home, always with the family, always around, but very absent. Absent in that they are irresponsible, absent in that they can't teach the child, they can't discipline the child, they can't guide the child, they can't, you know, reflect with the child, they can't help the child in anything, they can't even do homework with the child, they can't answer the child's questions and all that kind of stuff. They are just there. That is home, Babuko Nankaya, but he is not doing any fathering, because fathering is about leadership, is about guidance and everything. In all these three dimensions of absenteeism that I've mentioned, children are affected. There are many children who have a lot of money, living in nice homes, fathers working and doing good stuff, and who are as good as that child who never saw the father. And in most cases, that child who never saw the father is far much better, because they concluded in their life their father doesn't exist. So they are focused on their lives, and they are focused on achieving what they are achieving. So when we are talking about the absent fathers, I think it's important that we look at it from both angles so we can address it holistically and effectively, so we can speak life into the whole situation. But whatever the case, a child needs the father. But let me say this, that when the father is not there, it doesn't mean that's the end of life. Life continues, but the father is the giver of life. The father is the protector. The father is the source. The father is the leader. The father is the guide, is the tour guide. The father is that kind of a person who says, look at me, this is how life is done. The father is a model, a role model to every child. Unfortunately, we miss the mark. God forgive us.
The ultimate guide to Guy wisdom.
If a child has been aggrieved, there obviously are opportunities for reconciliation, and this lies solely with those that have done this child wrong. And as we talk about absenteeism, especially of our fathers, we want to look at our culture and traditions, the patriarchal pride, as it were, that does not allow for our children to speak up when aggrieved. So we want to ask the question, do our elders have the humility to seek forgiveness from the children they abandoned? As Pastor KK says, Brother KK, as he says, that our culture is not at all flexible enough to say accept where the respected member of the family has been wrong, and they need to prostrate themselves, humble themselves, and be embarrassed. Let's hear what Brother KK has to say about this.
Traditionally or culturally, men were socialized in a rather stupid way, that they cannot be questioned, that the child cannot question them or speak their feelings to the parent, because the parent is the parent. The child must always remain silent. you know, childhood traditionally is regarded as if it has no feelings, it cannot think, and it cannot say anything or see anything. That is deception. That is wrong. So in most cases, what I have seen is that we tend to just come in as fathers and think that it will be well. Well, I was away, but now I'm here. You just have to accept me because I'm your father. I think that is that is lack of respect. That is immaturity. I think that is unwise, therefore foolish. I think many men are unable to bow and say sorry and apologize to their children and try and receive genuine love, not forced love. I think men need to grow up in this area. I know it's a cultural thing, it's a traditional thing, but it is nonsensical. I think we need to mature out of it and understand that children have feelings. Children are humans, complete human. They need explanations. They need us to tell them, and we need to love them in their angers until they are able to forgive and embrace, and we move on like that. Guys, it is beautiful to walk with your child. Maybe you haven't been with them for many years, but when you make an effort to get them back and be a father again, it is a beautiful experience. Believe you me, it is a beautiful experience. So I expect that most of us will throw away this pride, this useless male pride, which society has instilled in us as men. Throw it away when it comes to your children, when it comes to your blood. Throw it away and embrace and move on and love. Be embarrassed in order to build. Be embarrassed for the sake of your child. Be embarrassed for the sake of their emotional growth and emotional stability. You don't want to bring out a thug because you were present. I would rather lie down on my tummy, on my knees, and be embraced and embraced for the sake of good, connected relationships.
This is the Men's Conference.
You're still tuned in to the Men's Conference, a space where we talk as men and women about the things that affect us mostly, because obviously a man is not an island, and we live in a space whereby different aspects or different contributing factors make us behave in certain ways, and how we sort of shape our circumstances going forward into the future. So as we talk about absent fathers and opportunities for reconciliation, we talk about now how the family elders can be supportive for the benefit of the child without pursuing to satisfy their grudges or gripes over what happened in the past. Let's hear what Brother KK has to say.
Looking at it from an African context or a human context, I think this is a global problem. Human beings are struggling relationally. Human beings are struggling to build the sound relationships that benefit everyone. There is so much selfishness, there is so much hatred, there is so much jealousy, there is so much gossip. There is so many things that poison relationships. But the door for reconciliation is always there. It's ever there. But very few of us enter that door or walk that path because of pride, because of selfishness, because of fears, because of greed, and all that kind of stuff. I think we need to be a people that can let go to receive and receive our own, so that we can move forward. But I would love to encourage reconciliation. As long as you live, wherever you are, go reconcile with your child. Go reconcile with your parent. It is beautiful. It is a holy thing to do. You don't want to die holding crutches. You don't want to die and go to hell because you could not forgive, because you were hurt, because somebody else did this and that to you. Know yourself and know the power of forgiveness, the power of reconciliation. It changes things. It defeats every gate of hell. It creates so much joy, so much love, so much peace. Fathers, let's reconcile with our children wherever we are. Let's reach out. If you want help, call. You'd rather be helped to reconcile. Children, wherever you are, you're looking for your parents, reconcile. That's the best thing. I think I can answer this and say this way, that there is life in reconciliation. There is hope and faith in reconciliation. There is future in reconciliation. There is victory in reconciliation. There is healing in reconciliation and forgiveness. Grab it. Throw away selfishness. Throw away those angers. They are unnecessary. Forgive, embrace, and enjoy the peace of life.
This is the Men's Conference, the ultimate guide to guy wisdom.
As we continue with this discussion on the Men's Conference, talking about taking responsibility, talking about the potential damage that can be caused if nothing is done to reconcile a father and his child, we look at steps towards reconciliation with the child. What steps can be taken? We know that in most cases, parents may become impatient. They may sort of want to force the child to embrace this new setup where a parent has sort of appeared after 20, 21 years and then expects everything to be normal. What do we mean when we talk about taking responsibility as a parent? You are the one that was there at the beginning of this beautiful life and all of the opportunities that you've denied them to have a normal life whereby there's mother, there's father, and they can look up to these people as role models. What do we mean? What do we say when we look at the issue of taking responsibility and a step towards reconciliation with the child?
Your last question or scenario is talking about taking responsibility, seeking forgiveness versus explaining oneself, giving excuses, justifying absence, blaming the mother or the people who raised the child. Yeah, it happens. Like I said, we are afraid of responsibility as men in most cases. We love justifying and blaming. It must be us who are on the right and everyone else must be wrong. I think you need to understand that traditionally, culturally, generally, women are to blame. That's the mindset. That's the thinking there, which is wrong. 100% wrong. Men will always blame women for their shortcomings, for their stupidity, for their foolishness, for their immorality, for their corruption, for their mistakes and all that kind of stuff. Men will always point the finger at the woman, which is wrong. We need men who can own up to their faults and to their mistakes and they say sorry. Seek forgiveness without any excuses, seeking to justify themselves. So we need humility. What we lack as men is humility. It's hard for us to be humble enough to bring ourselves down and say, I'm sorry, I was wrong. Please forgive me. It's hard for men to do that. It's because of culture, it's because of tradition. But I think where we are now, we are not too late. Where we are now, we need to be humble enough. And by the way, humility is not learned in any university, in any school. Humility is not bought from any pub or any shop or any supermarket. Humility is not picked up on the streets and all that kind of stuff. Humility is not a product of gossip or whatever and the like. No. Humility comes from the word of God. Humility is a spiritual product. Humility is learned when somebody stays in the word and in prayer and ask God to help them to face up and then to say sorry. The challenge with most of us men, we are running away from God, where we can learn humility, where we can learn godliness, where we can learn righteousness, where we can learn self-control, where we can mature in character, in wisdom, in understanding and knowledge, where we can be built to be men that God created. We run away and begin to seek wisdoms and knowledges and understandings from dubious worldly sources, which teach us pride, which teach us violence, which teach us foolishness and stupidity. I pray that we will be men enough who bow our knees towards God, and we will learn fatherhood. Guys, fatherhood is modeled after God. He is the father. He is the creator of fatherhood. And you cannot learn fatherhood from any source but from God. So I will call men unto Jesus. I will call men unto God. There we will learn to be humble. There we will learn how to love our children. There we will learn how to love our wives or women. There we will learn how to father, how to lead, how to build, how to say sorry, and how to ask for forgiveness. We will learn not to be ashamed of saying to our children, we are sorry. We need that kind of fatherhood. I pray for it. Have I attained that myself, my brother? It's not a joke. It's not an easy thing. It's a process. It's a lifelong process. You learn day in and day out. The issue is, how willing are you to die unto yourself, to cast out the fear of people and of things, and embrace the nature of God, so you can be a better father to your children? My desire and my prayer is to be the best father for my kids.
This is the Men's Conference.
Amazing insight from Brother KK. So clear, so articulate, so honest. And I am so intrigued by the fact that he is honest enough to say that he's not perfect and he is still learning, the skill, as it were, or the art of humility. And this brings me to the realization that healing is important when it comes to reconciling with your child. And I know that great fear and anxiety can stem from the trauma of an absent father. But the key to breaking the cycle is recognizing first as a child that none of this is your fault, and that those who come into your life afterwards, it could be a partner, it could be your own kids, do not deserve to be the victim such that you bleed onto them the wounds that you carry. This has been the Men's Conference, and we talked about reconciliation, we talked about absent fathers and the opportunities that are there for us to reconcile with our children, and I hope that has been insightful. I want to give special thanks to Brother KK for his honest and very clear and practical points and submissions on how we can best approach this issue of absent fathers. And I want you to feel absolutely free to get in touch with us and let us know what you think about what we are doing on this here, the Men's Conference. It would be amazing for us to improve this platform. And if you feel like you've got something that you need to contribute, please feel free to get in touch. This has been the Men's Conference. My name is Emmanuel, and thank you so much for being part of this. And I hope that we will talk more about this and other issues in the soon coming episodes. Until next time, goodbye for now.
Join us next week on the Men's Conference. For your views, comments, and questions, catch us on the following social media platforms. Facebook, Men's Conference Podcast. On Twitter, @conference_pod. Instagram, Men's Conference Podcast 01. Or you can send a WhatsApp to 0719-711-298. The Men's Conference, the ultimate guide to guy wisdom.